Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
This is Miss Shaw, and I would like to wish you and your family a prosperous holiday season.
Hey, praise the Lord, I'm Brother Chris Shaw, and I just want to wish you and your family, from our family to yours, a blessed holiday season right here from the Shaw family.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome you. Thank you for letting us in your homes. Thank you for being part of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for those folks tuning in for the first time and say, what is this? What am I listening to? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So folks, we got a great show for you tonight. And before we get started, we got to introduce to the players. To my left, my beautiful co-host, the smart one in the family, Lynn Golder, co-host.
You're supposed to say, am I here?
What?
You're supposed to ask if I'm here.
Oh, I know you're there. I know you're there, girl.
Oh, goody. Well, I'm so excited to welcome everybody to the show. It's getting to be the countdown for the month. We have two shows left tomorrow, next week and the week after. So welcome everybody to the December 10th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Busy show tonight.
And tonight's co-host from Winter Park. That's where he says he's from, Winter Park. Co-host Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary Sinclair?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. And I can do that because I have a big white beard. Merry Christmas, everybody.
There you go.
No, you grew that beard back?
Yeah.
I never got rid of it. Oh, it keeps getting longer.
Really, really long?
It's full neck length.
Oh, okay. But
down
it's not
to my neck. Oh, my. I ain't got down to my chest yet. It's getting there.
Okay.
And the only one in the radio station, the one who's pushing the buttons. That's right.
He should be happy.
The one, the only he's not a co-host. He is the producer. He's the engineer. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
You already know. I'm right here live and in full effect. You know why I'm happy. I don't know about you, but you know why I'm happy. And I can't wait tonight, too. I can't wait for tonight, too. It's on and popping. I'm happy. I'm excited.
Was it 2813?
Good.
Something like that.
2813.
Right? Yeah.
The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do tonight, phone number is 407-894-1680. And before we get started, this show is a special show because I'm going to dedicate this show to someone that's very, very dear to the Golder family, our niece. Karen passed away last week. And the show is dedicated to her. For those who don't know, she was a school teacher in Gainesville for 40 years. And she was a University of Florida. Well, let's put it this way. She wasn't just a fan. She was the fan. It was ping pong, football, really basketball, it was any Gator thing, she was there.
Yeah.
She brought her two girls up.
And the grandchildren.
And the grandchildren as a Gator. Karen, well, she was very special. She was, I guess you would say she was the, what's the word?
Glue?
No.
Glue that helps everybody.
The concierge. She was the ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
She was the ambassador to the family because if anybody had a problem, if what this person wasn't talking to that person, they always talked to Karen. And Karen was the one who spoke to everybody. I never met anybody who never had a bad word to say about Karen because Karen was always the best. She was the goodest. And
you didn't mention that it was 40 years in one school.
Yeah, 40 years of one school.
One school.
Yeah, one school.
And they're going to have 200 people of friends and peers at the celebration of life next week. Yep.
Yeah.
Karen Whipple.
Karen Ruth Whipple. Well, it's at Karen Ruth Golder Whipple.
Right.
So we dedicate the show to Karen Ruth Golder Whipple.
And we're so lucky that she visited us in July 27th.
This show is live from Orlando, Florida tonight, as it always is. And we hope you'll listen to the show in its entirety because we got people that we have to shout out for the gift cards.
Yeah, right.
And we have a poem that one of the listeners wrote that you got to listen to this poem because I'll tell you the truth, by far and away, it was the most unbelievable testimonial that I can give the show. And, we'll read it later.
In the first hour.
You're going to read it in the first hour?
After our first guest.
Okay.
And I hope they stay on to listen because I'll read it right after that.
Okay. We're going to read up this.
Did you want me to read the names now? We're going to talk to Gary and Gary first. Maybe Gary has shout outs.
You want to read off the names? No, let's wait off the names.
Wait on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let them wait for the show.
But this poem, you got to listen to this poem written by the one, the only young lady from Brunswick, Georgia. Her name is Carolyn. Carolyn.
Salam.
Karen Salam.
Yeah. I think Gary might have some shout outs, Michael.
Karen Salam was, wait till you hear this poem. Karen. Lynn will read it, the whole poem. First of all, Gary, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my son, Wayne Sinclair, and Lynn, give me a little bit of leeway here tonight to hopefully explain something a little bit about Christmas being a little bit different from others. We all know that Thanksgiving in Canada is a different time than we have our Thanksgiving. Well, let the Hispanic communities have a different holiday, which they call Three Kings Day, and that's on January the 6th. So what their thing is the three wise kings came to give gifts to Jesus when he was born. And what we do now is we give, you know, Christmas things for Santa Claus and give him milk and cookies. But theirs is January 6th, so the night before, the kids put straw underneath their beds with carrots. And that is to feed the camels. And then at middle of the night, the parents take the straw away and the carrots, and they fill their beds up underneath with gifts. So that's the Three Kings Day.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, folks, remember one thing. This show is brought to you for a reason. We started this 8 years ago for a reason. And the reason was to let the blind people tell their stories to the sighted people so that the sighted people know that the blind people can do more than just push pencils and newspapers at an airport. We, the blind brothers and sisters, can do a lot of things. And that's what this show is all about. Getting you jobs, inform you who's out there. There's a lot of great organizations out there that you don't know. And we're here to tell you who they are. That's what it's all about. We want the blind people to meet other blind people from this radio show. We want to, it's a positive thought. That's what they're all about, being positive. Too many people are too negative, and this show is a positive. It's meant to be positive, and that's what we're bringing to you tonight. We have to go to break, but we will be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. And the phone number to call back is 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Sailor Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Remember one thing, this is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's the way it works. You know, we've spent a lot of time spending a lot of money. Let you know that we're out here. Thank goodness we have now more than 1.5 million listeners just in the United States. That's right. When you can hear us around the world. So if you're an organization and you want to be people, let you know you exist, that's a key. Right now, we have one of those organizations on the line right now. Lynn, you're up.
We do. We have two people that are going to talk to us all about Alabama Industries of the Blind, and their mission is to provide employment opportunities for adults who are legally blind or multi-disabled through the manufacturing of products and the performance of service contracts. We'd like to welcome back Donovan Battelle, who is the Director of Special Operations and Coordinator of Institute Accessibility, and Jeff Papaya, the new Executive Director at Alabama Industries for the Blind. Welcome, both of you gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much. It's Jeff Papaya here, and I'm very happy to be invited and speak with everybody. So thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. You know, we've been here 8 years, and it's organizations like yourself that we like to spread the word in Alabama and Georgia, especially that where you're located, to let the people know you exist. Because a lot of people don't know that each one exists. It's amazing how many people don't know you could be in Alabama and people don't know that you exist in Alabama. And that's where a lot of folks listen to our show that we call them disenfranchised, which they don't belong anywhere, but they don't know people exist. I was in Orlando. I went blind and I didn't know Lighthouse Central Florida existed. They've been with us now 8 years. A young lady by the late name of Lee Nasahi. I don't know if you know Lee Nasahi. She signed us up 8 years ago. And then when she went to Vision Serve Alliance, she wanted to be part of our show again. And she sponsored us again, Vision Serve Alliance. Your organization, I understand you go out and try to find people that are visually impaired or blind for jobs. And that's what we're looking for, people for jobs. Am I right or am I wrong, Jeff?
No, that's correct. That's correct, Michael. And you know, you hit it on the head that most people do not know we are there. And most people don't know that the National Industries for the Blind exists. And I worked for National Industries for the Blind for 15 years, and they specialize in employment across the country with the associated agencies. They employ over 5,000 blind people across the country, and Alabama Industries for the Blind is one of those associated agencies. And at AIB, that is our mission. We want to provide jobs and employment for people that are blind, primarily in a manufacturing environment, a services environment, and that is such a key to get our name out there. And that's what we're really trying to do at AIB, do a lot of industry outreach, a lot of national outreach, getting our name out there. People can learn about us, come visit us, learn what we do, and we are here to provide employment for people that are blind. That is our mission. We currently employ over 200 blind people. We are the fifth largest employer of blind people in the United States, and we're really proud of that. But we are continually, with the help of Donovan and so many others at AIB, we're always looking to get new projects, new programs, and our goal is to double business, double employment over the next 3 to 5 years as we get our name out there.
The phone number here is 407-894-1680. If you'd like to ask Jeff any questions about Alabama Industries for the Blind, he can answer, I'm sure, a lot of questions you might have if you're looking for a job in Alabama. And I understand you're also in Georgia. Is that correct? In Georgia?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, we don't like to say, I mean, certainly our name of Alabama Industries for the Blind, that is basically where we're headquartered as part of the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and the Blind. And that we are headquartered in Talladega, Alabama, but we currently have 5 base supply centers that are located in Alabama and Georgia. And those base supply centers basically sell office supplies on military bases. So we have two of those in Georgia, 3 in Alabama, and we're also pursuing a 6th one in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama, a 6th base supply center. And then we're really proud in the next really 6 to 12 months, we are doing a big outreach and expansion in the northern part of Alabama in a town called Decatur, Alabama. And that is going to be almost our second headquarters, which is AIDB North. That's the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and the Blind North. And we plan on opening an Alabama Industries for the Blind satellite location. So if you're in the northern part of Alabama, we encourage you. If you are in the central part of Alabama, the Birmingham, Montgomery areas, we really want to reach out to everybody to say, hey, we're here for you. We can provide great employment, great benefits, a great atmosphere with just the latest of technology. So we really hope, if anybody is out there listening and looking for work, consider AIDB and especially Alabama Industries for the Blind for your place of employment.
Yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to help Alabama Industries for the Blind grow. And with us growing for the last 8 years, we certainly can help you grow. That's our mission. Our mission is to help organizations like Alabama Industries for the Blind to grow and help people in Alabama also, not just the jobs, but people that are visually impaired, that they need help services as far as mobility or other services. There's a place to go in Alabama called Alabama Industries for the Blind. They might not even know it. They should know it. And that's why we're here to tell them that Alabama Industries for the Blind is there for you for jobs and for other services. Is that right, Jeff?
That's correct. That's correct, Michael. We are here We are doing a big outreach. So proud of it. You know, come talk to us. Come visit us. Certainly would love to give everybody a tour of what we have to offer. We're just so proud of what we're doing at AIB as part of the AIDB, the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and the Blind program. But certainly the employment part of it. And you know, that brings up another good point. We really, really stress. And again, as I said, I've been part of the National Industries for the Blind program for almost 20 years. But the AIB Upward Mobility Program is the best I've ever seen. People who are looking to grow in their careers, we have so many different areas. We have financial positions. We have, as I mentioned, manufacturing positions, lead positions, supervisor positions, any type of other service, customer service positions, that we really stress that we want to get the most out of you. And that is what we're so proud of. And our Upward Mobility Program, I can tell you, I've visited over 40 NIB-associated agencies in the past 20 years. Nobody has an Upward Mobility Program like AIB. We are out there. We want to get the most out of you. So when I say I mean it, come visit us. Check us out online. We have so much to offer. Am I still a go?
Yeah, you still a go far as I know. I was just getting ready to check because everybody just kind of went out on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was muted. I muted myself. I was talking to myself. That's the mistakes I make. My question was, do you have other jobs besides manufacturing, administrative jobs, other jobs? So people can, if they're in Michigan, if they're in St. Louis and they want to move to a nice warm climate and they want to come down to Alabama, the question is, do you have other positions that they could fill?
Have currently in AIDB and AIB, I'm not sure of the number, but I think it's over almost 100 to 200 positions open on the website of AIDB.org. You can check us out. You can go into the careers and see what's listed. I can tell you, we have so many blind people. Our CFO at AIDB, he's a graduate of the Alabama School for the Blind, and he's a blind individual. We have so many upward mobility. I'm close friends with another fella in the finance department who I worked with at a sister agency. I'm trying to recruit him. Very educated person with a bachelor and master's degree in accounting. I'm trying to recruit him. He's a blind individual that is looking for employment. So we have so many. We're, again, Donovan, who's on the line, who's our director of special projects, we're continually talking. What's out there? What can we go after? We're looking, we have customer service jobs. We're looking at call center jobs. So again, I think you owe it to yourself, if you're looking for employment, to check us out at AIB.
You see, most people don't know this, but a lot of people that listen to this radio show, I can tell you names. It was very funny. They were in Orlando, and one person moved to Tennessee. Another person was in upstate Pennsylvania, believe it or not. They didn't know people up there were looking for jobs. So they moved to North Carolina to get a job. So people move if they hear somebody's looking for, if they have open positions. The blind people are no different than sighted people. Sighted people move for a job. Like you were elsewhere. You were in New Jersey and you moved to Alabama. So different people move for jobs. My father, may he rest in peace, was a lawyer in Boston. He got a job opening in Philadelphia. He went to Philadelphia. That's where I was brought up in Philadelphia. So people move for the right job. So Alabama Industries for the Blind, you have jobs opening. If folks would like a job, well, guess what? Call, find out more about the Industries for the Blind.
And speaking of that, can you give out the information for people to reach you?
Sure, sure. If everybody, so again, the best way to check our job board is AIDB.org, and that would be Alabama Institute for the Deaf and the Blind, AIDB.org. Certainly, you could email me personally. Would love to hear from you. My email is my last name, and that's PAPALIA.JEFF@AIDB.org. So again, if you're looking for employment, consider AIB, the Alabama Industries for the Blind. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk about what your desires are, and really to become on board with us, what we can do for you.
This is why you have to bang it away, bang it away, bang it away, bang it away, because you can't just say it one time. You have to say it over and over and over again, because not only do we have new listeners every week, but a lot of people listen, and it went over their head second time, it went over their head third time, they got it. So that's why people like Foundation Fighting Blindness has been with us for years. Lighthouse has been with us in Central Florida for 8 years. A lot of the organizations need people. They don't understand. If you need people.
Oh, we have a caller.
Okay, you have a caller?
We better take the caller.
Okay.
Yeah. We have Paul. Looks like Paul Wessler. I believe he's from New Jersey.
Yeah, Paul from New Jersey.
Paul, you there?
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Can everybody hear me all right?
We can.
Okay. I have a question. I listen to Blind Beyond every week, and I hear your commercial every week, and I heard something different today that interested me. I live in New Jersey. So obviously, and I don't plan to move, so obviously there's nothing you guys could help me with. However, you did mention that there were 5,000 other organizations throughout the country that help individuals who are blind find jobs. Can you help me figure out how to investigate that group, that 5,000 grouping?
Sure, sure. So what I did mention is, in my career path, I worked for the National Industries for the Blind, which is headquartered in Alexandria, Virginia. And the mission of NIB is to to employ people that are blind. So the 5,000 number that I use is how many blind employees are under the NIB umbrella. But there's about 90 agencies across the country that employ those 5,000 blind people. So in New Jersey, there is a sister agency of AIB, the only blind agency in New Jersey under the NIB umbrella, is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And the name of that agency is Best Work Industries for the Blind. So I don't know where you're located in New Jersey, but, certainly if you're looking for work, that is the mission. I would contact Best Work Industries for the Blind.
Okay. It's BESTWORK, Best Work.
That's
it. I can give you the information.
Okay, perfect.
Well, Paul's in Hamilton, right, Paul?
Yeah, Hamilton, New Jersey. Cherry Hill, not that far from me, so it's great.
Yeah,
about 20 minutes away.
Right.
You don't have to mention my name, but I was the vice president of textile operations at Best Work Industries for the Blind prior to me accepting the role. So certainly just reach out, tell them you're blind and you're looking for employment, and they'll be able to help you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for helping the blind community. I appreciate it. Bye now.
Sure.
Bye-bye, Paul. Thanks, Paul. Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight.
Oh, it was a pleasure. I mean, it certainly was great, and I look forward to the next time we can do this.
Well, I hope you can. I hope we can stay on board, and I hope we can have a long organization together. It's a partnership to help us. We can help you grow, and we can help you get more employees. And let's just say this way, if you're looking for more employees, if you're looking to grow, if you want people to know that you exist, I'll tell you a funny story. I don't know if you know Sharon. We call her Sharon G. She's the chief officer, president, and CEO of Lighthouse San Francisco. And she's been on our show, well, for a long, long time.
Sharon. Many years.
Sharon. Joe Venazzo.
And all of a sudden, she was on the show, I guess, about 3-4 weeks ago, and she heard she heard your commercial. She said, "Oh, I didn't know Alabama Industries was on your show." She was very impressed that Alabama Industries for the Blind was part of our organization. And I said, "Well, I hope they continue. I hope they continue so we can help them grow. Maybe someday, who knows? Maybe they want a podcast where we can help them grow into a podcast. Maybe we can help them teach them like we did it. We got 1.5 million listeners just in the United States. We can help them grow." Do a lot of things and help them.
So, gentlemen, we'd like to say goodnight, but if you'd like to hold on during the break and just listen, I'm going to read this really, really special poem that was written by one of our listeners. You have to hear it. So as soon as we come back from the commercial break, I'm going to read it.
So we terrific. I'll stay on hold. I just want to say thank you again, and I'm wishing everybody a happy holiday season to all.
Well, thank
we wish you a very happy New Year.
Same to you and Donovan.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to read you something that's very interesting by one of our listeners wrote this. You got to listen to this poem. It's fantastic. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrand with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrand.
And we just like to say Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is
a public
Charles
service message.
Wishing
the Foundation Fighting Blindness,
our blind and beyond radio audience, a very blessed holiday season. Looking forward to hearing from you again in 2024, in the new year.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, host of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. That's right. And before we get started a little further ado, we had to listen to Lynn going to read this poem, and then we'll go into trivia, our first trivia of the night.
Chris, are we? Can I talk now? I heard music.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay, cool. All right, here I go. I got my radio voice ready to go.
This is from a listener.
This is from our special loyal listener of many, many years. Actually, she's been listening since we started the show back in 2016.
Yep.
And her name is Carolyn Salam, and she is from Brunswick, Georgia. And this was her wonderful testimonial of the show. I want you to hang on to every word I say, even if you don't like my New York accent. Just hang on to every word. Okay, here we go. The best thing on the radio I know is the Blind and Beyond radio show with Michael, Lynn, Chris, and others. The bridge to our sighted sisters and brothers. As we are welcomed by Michael and Lynn, the Blind and Beyond radio show begins with shout outs to listeners here and there. So stay tuned in and listen if you dare. We know with blindness we must contend. While Michael insists it's not the end, plan A may fail as might plan B. According to Michael, there's always plan C. Hey, you sitting there doing nothing, he bellows, relentlessly exhorting blind ladies and fellows, but all in love, hope, and caring. For the Blind and Beyond radio show is all about sharing ideas, ambitions, accomplishments, and goals, hobbies and activities that nourish our souls. Blind people who travel and like to explore. A visually impaired skydiver who loves to soar. We get words of wisdom from the Queen, Sheila, of course, co-host supreme, and Reverend Charles, a.k.a. Barry White poetry. We love to hear him recite Gary's jokes and David's banter. Trivia questions we hope we can answer. We have guests who inspire, educate, and entertain with products, technology, and jobs to gain. So as you can see, the show has it all, from little Leonardo to New Jersey Paul, serene Christine and vivacious Carrie, faithful Sherry and talented Terry. There's laid-back John in Indiana, and I know we have listeners in Savannah, Australia, the UK. Please spread the word. The Blind and Beyond radio show can always be heard. Our archive shows go back many years. Some members we have lost for whom we shed tears. Joe, his brother, Betty and Maddie, Dawn, Miss Green, and we can't forget Patty. For Michael, Lynn, and Chris, there ain't no stopping. The Blind and Beyond radio show is on and popping. And that's Carolyn's poem.
Listen, folks.
Carolyn.
I heard that. That was unbelievable. That was from a listener. You know, we are a nonprofit radio show. We're here to serve you. We're nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And this show is meant to be what Carolyn wrote. And
She covered everything.
She covered everything.
From A to Z.
So the point that I'm saying is
yep.
that she wrote, we didn't tell her what to say.
No.
She was one of the many, many, many people who wrote in to get their gift cards. And there's nothing I can say to Carolyn. Carolyn did a fantastic job. And you know what, Carolyn? We're going to send you another gift card because it deserves another gift card because that one was
yay.
And another listener of ours happened to mention on social media that Carolyn should be writing jingles. That was terrific.
Yeah. yeah.
She could be writing jingles for us. But
we'll keep that in our archives now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's trivia time. Yes. Trivia time. Gary, you're up with your first trivia.
Uh-oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Here first we trivia. Go.
I hope it's a good
one. Oh. Okie dokie. We have a reindeer that guided Santa's sleigh through the night. What was the name of the reindeer, and why did he guide the sleigh?
What happened?
The number to call is 407-894-1680.
Say your trivia
question
again,
Gary. Again.
Okay. Say your question again.
We have a special reindeer that guided Santa's sleigh through the night. What was the reindeer's name, and why did he guide the sleigh through that night?
That's the question.
Number to call is 407-590. Oh, whoops.
Stop.
898-2483.
Stop. Stop.
What?
Stop.
What is he saying? What do you got? You got the wrong phone number.
Gary, what number are you
giving
out?
I know. 407-894-1680.
I'll say it again nice and slow. We'll say it again slow because we both said it at the same time. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And it wasn't Shirley, and it wasn't Freddie. So what was the name of the reindeer that was leading the pack?
It's a good question.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I liked it.
Can I tell a funny story?
Yeah, you can tell a funny story.
About Evie the other day?
Yeah.
Okay, the other day I was walking both of our dogs at the same time. One is a big dog and one is a little dog. And little Evie, who is a Chihuahua, Italian miniature greyhound mix, we're walking along, and all of a sudden I noticed that the fire hydrant had just recently been painted red again. And it was, and I looked down, and Evie must have noticed at the same time. And all of a sudden she was going to sniff it. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to get a red nose, but she'd be a cute little reindeer. Gary, I thought she'd be a cute little reindeer, put little antlers on her, same color.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
She would have had a red nose.
Why did they paint that fire hydrant?
The phone number to call in, I'll say it again nice and slow, 407-894-1680. This question that Gary put today is a reasonable question. It's reasonable. So I'll go along with this question.
That's a cute question.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Cute question.
Wait, is it a two-parter? I wasn't paying attention, though.
No, it's one part.
Not really, but I'd like to hear both parts. It's pretty simple, so they should be able to get to both.
Like
parts.
That. New listeners call in first. New listeners, let's go first. New listeners first. Any new listeners out there first? You want to call in new listeners? 407-894-1680. Any new listeners out there?
Well, I tell you what, Michael, if somebody calls in and wins us, they got a nice sandwich to eat while they're out doing some Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Just stop and get your Subway. It's simple. Come on, people, call on in.
New
Christmas
listeners
time.
First. If you're a new listener, call right in. You'll get right on if you're a new listener.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
That was an easy trivia.
I know. I'm trying to make it real easy.
What's wrong
if
with
you
that?
Like it.
He wants somebody to win.
Yeah, I wanted somebody to win. It's Christmas time.
I'm waiting. Why don't I call out the names for people to call in?
Okay. You'll tie up the phones.
Oh, yeah. It's already 7:52.
We only have five lines.
Well, how are we going to do this?
I'll have to wait until it's over, until somebody get it. Then you can read out the names.
Okay. And then they'll have to call second hour.
Or you can read out the names the second hour.
Yeah, we got a whole hour after this. I can't believe somebody hasn't called in on this simple one.
No, I can't believe it, Gary.
Man, it's
I think we got one caller so far.
We have one caller, but we're waiting.
Waiting for.
And we have
and a new caller.
He's not a new caller either.
Okay.
We got our usual.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe some people are out Christmas shopping. You know, who knows?
Yep.
Let us know. We got the rain.
From Alabama. Or Mississippi, or Indiana.
Well, Christmas, Chris got somebody on the line now. We'll go ahead and take it, I guess.
Oh, and a new listener.
Okay.
Somebody just wrote in and said they can't hear the show.
Huh.
Did they say, what are they listening to the show on?
Yeah. Alexa?
Nah, don't say it. Oops. Don't say it. You're going to mess everybody up.
Oh, no. Now ours went on, too. Gary, that was a dirty word.
Yeah. You can't, yeah. You can't say that.
I goofed.
But, yeah.
She's paying attention.
So just those two?
I got one coming in right now. Hold on one
okay,
more.
Okay, good. Maybe. Okay.
If not a new caller, we'll take the first person who called in.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. And that last caller is not a new caller as well.
Okay. So who's the first caller that called in?
All right. Our good friend Howie from Delray Beach.
Howie.
Oh,
you know?
Howie's got this. Howie.
I assume you're saying Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I had a very
you got it.
Boy, that was easy.
Why that was very easy. That was easy for Howie.
Yeah, but why did he guide the sleigh?
I can't hear you.
He said,
Why did he guide the sleigh?
Why did he guide the sleigh?
Because his nose glowed.
Yeah, his nose was so bright.
There you go.
So he just won tonight. So he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holiday to you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays. And
I forgot to mention tonight's the fourth night. Was the fourth night?
Yeah, I have to say for the Jewish people out there, Happy Hanukkah. So, yeah, Happy Hanukkah.
We forgot
happy
to
Hanukkah.
Mention.
Yep,
that's right.
Hey, Howie, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, let's talk
Happy
to
New Year too.
Let's go to Clint, Indiana, and say hi to our good friend up in Clinton, Indiana. I think he was right. John, you there?
John,
yeah, I'm
from
here.
Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John.
Wasn't it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
you're a little late.
Someone beat you to the punch.
Pardon?
I said someone answered it already, John. Someone beat you to the punch.
Yeah, somebody already beat you to the punch.
But
John,
we want to wish you a healthy and happy New Year. Enjoy your gift cards. We're sending them out this week. I think all the gift cards are going out this week. So enjoy it.
Yeah, the next one in line would be Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
There you go. They were the followers.
See, that's who I would have went with first. Hey, John, thank you so much, John. Have a good one, John. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Happy holidays, John.
Down there. Take care, guys.
Sure.
All right, and let's talk to our good friend Eugene real quick. Eugene from Clearwater, how's everything?
Eugene.
Merry Christmas. Eugene.
Merry Christmas, Eugene.
Well, I just want to say hi to Michael, Lynn, Chris, and Gary. A Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas.
You too.
And we did. We had our council party over here yesterday. We gave $500 to the Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps. We had two boxes of toys that were overflowing, so they were happy with that.
Terrific. Love to hear it.
Great job. Thank you so much, Eugene. Appreciate it for everything you do.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
And those were our callers for the trivia.
We'll have more trivia next hour.
Chris, it seems to be that there's a problem with You Know Who, Lady A. that's what they're having a problem with. So I don't know if that's the radio station or just.
Okay, let me
stream the stream.
Let me go and pull up the stream on my end and make sure that we up and going. I know we are because I heard it twice.
Yeah.
So let me just double check it just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
Must be assuming okay that people are listening. He just called in. We got New Jersey just called in. Indiana just called in.
But maybe I don't know.
I'd like to hear from Canada next hour. Canada, yeah, let's hear from somebody from Canada.
We're going to have a really, really fun and interesting guest the second hour. I can't wait to meet her in person.
Hey.
Yeah, it turns out that she and Michael have a lot in common.
Oh, boy.
With their backgrounds, yep.
She's from the garment industry, that's so right. Am I.
Same building, too, 1407. And uh-huh. She sounds like a real live
wire. It's the building that I was afraid of on the elevator. That was the building in question that I was scared of, the elevators. That was the building, 1407. I have to tell her.
And we have your trivia coming up, too.
Yep. Too. Anyway, we're going to go to break.
Not yet.
No, not yet. No, yeah. Not yet. Not
well,
yet.
Well, in West Palm, they did. I don't know. Chris, I think, left the board. I think Chris left the board.
Well, we're going to go to break. Thanks for listening. We have a lot more going on in the second hour. A lot more. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We got a lot going on. You ran to check something? Oh, so when you go to break? This is Michael. It's holiday time. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.